Marquette University hosted a summit yesterday meant to help young Black, Latino, and Native American men succeed in school and life. The theme of the event was developing brotherhood among young men of color in Milwaukee. The teens who participated came from public schools across the city. WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter Taryn Powell has the story.
The Leadership and Brotherhood Summit for Young Men of Color included more than a dozen breakout sessions addressing a variety of topics that impact Black, Latino, and Native American teens, such as College for First Generation Students 101, Becoming a Young Man of Color with Positive Influence, and Criminal Justice Reform as it relates to youth of color. More than 200 young men made their way to the Marquette Union Thursday morning for the opening session.
Hey guys, how you fellas doing today? Welcome. I'm doing all right. Come on in. Looking good today. There's breakfast upstairs. We're in our first session.
Okay. Acting Provost Dr. Kimo Ayun gave the welcoming speech, during which he invited the students to join in a university cheer.
We are
Marquette.
We are
Marquette.
He also gave the students advice on how to make the most of the summit experience.
The relationships you're going to make today and moving forward, it's about brotherhood. It's about lifting one another up. It's about using everyone else in this room to lift you up. And when you do that, you're all going to succeed.
First District Alderman Ashanti Hamilton also addressed the crowd.
Boy, I am so excited to be in front of you today. Because today is going to be a powerful day for you. So I want y'all to get us started with some words of power. Can I just hear you all say, I am powerful. I am powerful.
The summit was about a year in the making. It was a collaboration between Marquette and MPS's Department of Black and Latino Male Achievement. Linnell Ramey heads the department. He says it was inspired in part by the Summit on Black Male Youth Milwaukee that's been held the last few years.
There was a summit that happened in UW-Milwaukee, and the dialogue we had with them was, how can we do more of this throughout the year? So I approached Marquette University actually early in the year, last year, and said, hey, we want to repeat this. What can we do? And then they just took it and ran with it. And so, you know, we had a dialogue, what we wanted to look like, who we wanted to invite, and how we wanted to make it special. And we were able to take it and kind of grow from there.
Sean Wilson is Smart Justice statewide organizer for the ACLU of Wisconsin. He presented the session on criminal justice reform as it relates to youth of color.
1 in 3 Black males, 1 in 6 Hispanic males will go to prison in their lifetime. African Americans are incarcerated at more than 5 times the rate of whites. Nationwide, African American children represent 32% of children who are arrested. You have been labeled before you are even born, that you're going to prison.
I spoke with a few of the young men who were also at Wilson's session. All are 16 years old. Jordan Ware and Jonathan Salas talked about their reactions to the statistics of young people of color in the criminal justice system.
I kind of got upset about the fact of, from like Black and brown people, we get way harsher sentences than like, I would say like Caucasian people in America. We all like kind of feel that it's kind of wrong. Well, it is wrong for everybody else to be getting harsher sentences and they get the slap on the wrist.
What shocked me was the statistics about how many kids go to prison for doing minor things and being charged as adults.
Despite learning of these disparities, Ware and a third MPS student, Courtney Washington, said they walked away with a lesson.
We have more power than what is portrayed in our lives and with different people.
What I learned from this is no matter where you come from, you can still change the world and make a difference in your community, and it just starts with one person.
Summit officials say they hoped to create a brotherhood among young men of color in Milwaukee and help develop them into leaders who can create a city that looks different than the one that exists today. Taryn Powell, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for Race and Ethnicity Reporting is provided by The Doman Company.